Day 495, Thursday, August 15th. Psalm 100, Psalms 101-5, NKJV, a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, it is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG Reading Plan states, Psalm 100 is an unattributed psalm of public thanksgiving to God that follows the set of royal psalms from 93 to 99. Perhaps the ancient editors felt that the royal psalms demanded the response of worship provided by this psalm. Nelson Study Bible, note on Psalm 100. The psalm also closes the entire section of psalms beginning with Psalm 90. Psalm 100 is related to Psalm 95 1-2 and, as we will see, to Psalm 95 6-7. And its opening words in Psalm 101 are the same in Hebrew as the first line of Psalm 98 4. They're translated, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth." The full response to this call will later come when Jesus Christ establishes the kingdom of God on the earth. Under his rule, everyone will experience the gladness, verse 2, of living in harmony with God. At that time, singing with joy to the Lord will be natural and spontaneous. In the meantime, worshippers come before him anticipating the future with joy, in spite of circumstances of the world. The basis for giving thanks is that God as our Creator has made us. We did not make ourselves, verse 3. For in him we live and move and have our being, Acts 17:28. Moreover, God guides us, cares for us and provides for us as a shepherd does his sheep, see Psalm 103 billions. The same basis for praise is laid out in Psalm 95 6-7. We are commanded to enter into God's presence and worship him because he is eternally good, loving and merciful. Verses 45. The gates and courts here picture the temple where people come through the gates into the courts to praise God as a congregation. It also symbolizes the fellowship and worship of God's spiritual temple today, his church, as well as the great throngs of worship in the coming kingdom. And,